Yeah, boy. I'm a boy. Are you a boy? Only boys. This podcast is only for the fellas. How we doing? How are we doing? Good? Good, it's Sunday. 3:56 PM. Do you guys like Sundays? Or did it make you feel fucking on edge? I don't think I ever got over that Sunday, I've got school in the morning, anxiety, you know? Oh shit, the weekend's over. I'm currently not working at the moment, so I shouldn't have any Sunday edginess. But I do. I feel like tomorrow I might die, you know? Because I got nothing to do. No, I've got shit to do. Don't mind me. I think this body, this whore body is going up for fucking science. Hopefully. I think scientists need to pick me and my penis. Give me the cash and have my ass. Hopefully that's the plan anyway. Yeah, fucking did a set yesterday and then went to Witherspoon's. Man, Witherspoon's is great. That is, I call that a British safari. Because you can check out what the lads are up to. By lads, I mean, you know, the class. The lads from the other class. I don't know what class I'm in. In school, I was always in the fucking remedial class. Well, the other kids used to call it a different name. A different or name, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, after the gig, we all went to, fuck, I need to get a drink of water. Sorry. I'm going to pause. I'm back. Sorry about that. I fucking had a dry ass moat and I had to do something about it. What was I saying? I was in Witherspoon's anyway. Yeah, with all the fellas. Now a couple of comics went, and then my mate Luke, he's super charismatic. He came, and we just bantered. It was lunacy. Witherspoon's is lunacy, mate. On a Saturday, during the day, a packed one. Oh my God, the people watching you can do. Jesus Christ. There's some absolute fucking characters in there. You could get your head punched in at any second. That's the thrill of it. You bump into the wrong guy, you're going to get your fucking shit kicked in, that's what you want, you know what I mean? I want the threat of a big fucking, you know, a big tall crackhead with a fucking, you know, one of those floaty looking eyes. There's plenty of them in there. So, I recommend that. I recommend always go to a Witherspoon's, you know what I mean? Get half cut, look around, and just hope you don't get glass, but enjoy the culture. I sound like one of those elites. A toff. That's what someone called my mate yesterday in the Witherspoons, a toff. I think it's a slur for posh people. But no, we're ingratiating ourselves into you know, the Witherspoons, and then you get some mates with the lads, like, you know. I work on building sites, I know the lads. I know the boys, you know. You gotta be careful with them, you gotta earn their trust. They make fun of you, they bully you. You gotta get bullied by the boys, that's it, like. That's like, going to a Witherspoon is like stepping back in time like 15 years. There's some fucking good old male toxicity, some bullying, you know what I mean? Women get harassed. That's just how it goes in there, you know what I mean? It's like a fucking portal. A portal back to, I wouldn't say a better time, but definitely a more interesting time. How about that one? But yeah. fuck, I was cooking a curry and I just got some sort of chili in my throat, you know? I know I'm fucking hacking around like a fish. Does that make sense? Who gives a fuck? But anyway, how was you guys' weekend? That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm always happy to hear that people are having a good time. Yeah, I'm hosting a show later in 2 hours. I don't know how I feel about that. It's just, you know, I need the cash, man, you know? I'm doing a favor. But, yeah, I was in the sauna. I was just sweating out everything, you know what I mean? I don't know, I'm trying to purify myself. You know what I mean? I've got a bit of a Messiah complex. Not a Messiah complex, but I think Jesus was pretty cool. So, sometimes I want to be just pure and clean, just like Jesus. I don't know if Jesus went to saunas. And I'm not good at carpentry. I've heard, like, fucking rumours that I started rumors, and I've also heard rumors that Jesus was a bad carpenter. Like, he is, went for his apprenticeship, and he fucking, they couldn't even ever get him up wages in fucking IT Galilee. yeah, the Institute of Technology of Nazareth, NIT, Nazareth Institute of Technology. Jesus was there, and he just, he can't use fucking power tools. He can't draw a straight line. I can't draw a straight line. I can't do anything straight. Not in a gay way, but I mean, when you work like construction and you can't just do anything straight. I'm like crooked. My legs are crooked. My brain's crooked. I'm just a crooked man. Like, people are like, we can't really have you doing anything with power tools or with levels or with anything. So anything to do with planning or structure, you're out the window. You're a grunt. I'm a fucking wheelbarrow pig. I'm going to be a wheelbarrow pig till I die. Which, the way I'm going right now, 10 years. Not health-wise, just working outside, you know what I'm saying? I work like a fucking Albanian, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I'm not long for this. I'm not long for this world. This fucking pepper is after fucking my throat. Anyway, how are you guys doing? How's your, May the 14th? Does that ring a bell for anyone? It doesn't for me. We see what's going on this day in history. Let's have a gander. Ooh, juicy straight away. On this day in 1948, just before the expiry of the British Mandate in Palestine, David Ben Gurion and the Jewish People's Council proclaimed the establishment of the State of Israel, precipitating the first Arab-Israeli war. So, straight away. They were like, yeah, we're going to give this to the lads, the fellas, and straight away there was a war. Oh, I like the way there was just, I like the way it was British Mandate in Palestine. They're fucking some dogs, you know what I mean? Didn't you trace it back? It's like, whose fault is this? It's these fucking pups here. It's fucking, Prince Philly and fucking Charlie and the fucking, the ginger one with the Black Queen wife. They're all dogs. It's not just a monarchy, it's the whole British system is very greedy. But that's neither here nor there, you know what I mean? What, you can only look at history, you can't fucking judge the current people for the big fat fucking mess they made. Anyway, I have a theory. This is what should happen after World War II. Bear with me. Mark, were you good at history in school? Not really. Were you good at school? No comment. Did you understand anything in school? I went to an all-Irish school. 100% Gaelic speaking school. I wasn't allowed to speak English. Did this damage your English from the years of 12 years old to 17 years old? You weren't allowed to speak English for 6 hours a day, 9 months of the year. Yeah, that's what I say anyway. That's my excuse. I'm retarded because the school's made me retarded. How's your Irish though? Gone. Tosha Imaha. But so I wasn't like the, you know, the smartest boy in school. I was in remedial class with the poor kids that got pregnant and then they just disappeared. Or they got an apprenticeship like Jesus. Except they were always, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing. These kids that are like from the poor backgrounds, they turn out to be shit hot at trades and they can fucking draw straight lines and shit. I'll never catch a break, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be 35 years old this year. Oh my God. Anyway, back to history. What should have happened after World War II was Germany at this stage is after doing two boo-boos in 20 years. So from, was the first war, like 1918 or whatever, 1916, 1914? Fuck, when was the First World War? The 19-teens, and then the next one in the late 30s or 40s. That's Germany twice. Germany, Austria, whatever. Same people, same cabbage eaters in the same spot, you know what I'm saying? They were never really, I mean, they were held accountable, but they weren't punished. Basically, my plan is the State of Israel should be in Germany. That should have been the fucking punishment. They should have just put all of the Jews in Germany, as in like a big fuck you. And then we wouldn't have all these fucking Arabs with sand up their ass about it. The poor Palestinians getting a whipping, trying to fight tanks with fucking pebbles. But, I mean, that's the thing. They would have the Israel would be in Europe. That would be funny. It'd be funny because still it's far away from here anyway. It would be Germany and France and all those lads can deal with it. I mean, that's just, I don't know how history works, but I'm thinking they just gave him a stay. They just was like, I know the book says they're an old book. Their book's older than our book. And our book's older than the Arab lad's book. Did you ever notice that? The books have different ages, but the Jewish book is fucking old as shit. It was written in a stone tablet by Moses, some shit like that. But, yeah, that's what should have happened. I wonder, would it be messier? I wonder what the world would be like if everyone just followed my plan of action. Put Israel in Germany and leave Palestine alone, I guess. I don't know. It's probably a controversial take, but I don't really care. Because I don't really think things through, you know what I mean? What's about the thinking things through? Who are these fucking nerds thinking things through? Get the fuck out of tune. 1973. What happened in 1973, you ask? Skylab, the first US space station, was launched. Fuck yeah, man. We should be further into the space race at this stage. I think in the next few years, it's going to get real strange. I hope it gets strange, man. I like strange shit. Strange shit is the shit. I hope the lads come and visit us, you know what I mean? I hope the boys come. Okay, so that was 1973. Duh, 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 duh. 1643. Do you guys want to... This is now a history podcast. I've just realised. Maybe I'll just... I'm gonna have to, like, re-genreify this into the history podcast. No, it's not a comedy podcast anymore. Fuck comedy. Comedy's dead. Comedy died. Comedy died... who can I blame for killing comedy? About half the cunts on this scene in London anyway. Jesus! Kill me! 1643. Four-year-old Louis the XIV... Look, you do that yourself. I can't, right? I was bad at school. Four-year-old Louis ascended the throne of France. So in 1643, they had a four-year-old as the king of France. That's mad and that's class. Unreal. Louis, what you want? I want crayons and kill him. Every time he just shit his pants, he would just have someone decapitated. Having a tantrum. Okay. Yeah. I gotta fucking clean up my act. I gotta clean up my act. Once again, yeah. This week we're making improvements because my body is going for auction for Pfizer or one of those fucking creeps. If I can get a trial. So, I better clean up my act. A lot of water, a lot of sauning, a lot of yoga, a lot of being a bender. You know what I'm saying? By bender, I mean I'm really good at downward dog. I'd get all the cigarettes in prison, if you know what I'm saying. All right, folks, that's I'm running out of steam. But you know what? Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And you know what? Tomorrow's Monday. There's nothing to be scared about Monday. Actually, when you think about it, Monday doesn't exist. That's just a name. You know what I mean? It's all, every single day, exactly the same. It's just labels we put in it. You're not even you. You're just your idea of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't really exist when you break it down. What is your personality? That's just your synapses, isn't it? A pattern of synapses, and you keep on reminding yourself who you are. But you're no one. That's what my message for the weekend is. Back to being no one. Just be no one. Be no one. Fade into the ether. How beautiful is that? Like a drop in the ocean. Like piss on the toilet seat. You never have to worry about wiping your ass properly again when you just disappear into the mist, mate. The mist of time. Time doesn't exist either. Back to the cosmos. Away with ya. Peace, love, respect, everybody. Have a great evening.